Beginning from Adam, Mesechtas Megillah Daf Yud, beginning from Al, beginning to his master, beginning with the Gemara, Shemati, I heard Shemakrivim the Beis Chonyai, that they bring Karbanas in Beis Chonyai. Taisa says, Kasha, difficulty. Hey, my Kriven Sham Betomo, how can they bring Karbanas over there in a state of ritual impurity? The Gazu Tumal Eretz Amim, Chazal will Gazu Tumal on anything out of Eretz Yisrael, on this side of Eretz Yisrael. Shemit, this is what you can say, is the Shem Likabi Ha, maybe regarding this, because Kimin Shemin Atari Yochel Hakav, since biblically you could be Makav, because it's not really Toma, so therefore they weren't going to Geza, because to affect this Hakrava, for that they didn't consider it as Toma. The next test, also the beginning of the Gemara, my Tama Hodeve. So why did he retract? Shukusha did Amari, but really he originally did say. But Hikshar Rabbi Chaim, he says, I don't understand. But how do you originally say this teaching? He didn't know the Mishnah, which we're asking from. If he called, maybe Bryce, they didn't know, but Mishnah, everyone knows how it's going to be. But Kash, another difficulty is keeping the Tanoi, since ultimately the Gemara brings the Machlokes Tanoi. And my Hodeve, so why he retract? Lema, why can't he just say, I know that we command the Amalekacha? I'm like the one that says, they're like Yitcha. So the Kach Nir Rabbi Chaim, that actually, the Kulam Amoyde, I'm going to agree with Mishabol Yerushalayim, that once they came to Yerushalayim, Nesha Bamas, that the private altars became forbidden. Bishub Lahayla Heter, and that there was no more Heter anymore. And actually, there's no machlaikis in that. The Hana Tanoi, that being that they have a machlaikis regarding Kedusha Rishainim, they're not disagreeing regarding the Heter of Hakrava and Abama in today's times. Rather, the machlaikis regarding Hakrava in, Hana Tanoi, but hopefully what they disagree about is, the man Damalekicha, according to one that says that the Kedusha was not for all future times, somebody holds up in Kamisha Mizbeach. So not in a bomb, in the place of the Mizbeach, and you cannot sacrifice now after the Churban, there's no Kedusha based Mikdash in its place. Whereas the man Damalekicha, the one that says that the Kedusha was lost at Lavoi, somebody holds the Mamokim Mizbeach Mudlakim, in the place of the actual Mokim Mizbeach on Harabayas, you let it be Makim. But no one's disagreeing regarding sacrificing Bama's man Azeh. They everyone agrees that the Issa of Akrab and Abama would not be permitted with the Chorban Abayis, and it always remains Usr that no one entertained to say that, and therefore he couldn't say that, it's like that Tana, because no one says that. Kinnik says, Master, we can look at the Gemara, the Kule Amma, according to everyone, Kedush Roshon, the Kitchel, the Shaita, the Kitchel, the Lavi. That everyone holds that the original Kedusha was not just for that time, but it was for all future times. And there is no machlaikis in that. But Hik should have been a Tam. He says, how could you say that? My Lama said, why doesn't the Gemara bring a right that it is a machlaikis tanoyim? Do you really have a slave of Perikam and the Chagika? Blessed holds in the first Perikam, that actually was not sanctified for all future times, because the Kama Hossam, the Gemara brings it with a Meister of Yisrael ben Damascus. Masik, the Gemara concludes that he came from the Rebbe Lezer and so on. And Omer Rebbe Eliezer, he says, Kach mekablan Rebbe Yechem Mezakai, the tradition I have from Yechem Mezakai is that Amun Amoyav ma'asun ma'isa on the Beshvias. That they take on the Shemitah, which generally there's no ma'isas or anything, but Amun Amoyav, they take a ma'isar on me. They have ma'isar on the obligation of the Shemitah. Now, Matam, what's the reason that they chayv a ma'isar on me, but yet they're exempt from the laws of Shemitah? So the truth is because, yeah, Mekah didn't have potter from Shemitah. The reason is from the Harba Krochim, because many cities covered oil in Mitzrayim, that although the first time they came to Eretz Yisrael, when they came out of Mitzrayim, they conquered them, but by Kosh Mitzrayim bubble, the second time, after Golas bubble, they didn't conquer it. And the Kedush Roshayin Kitchel Shayin, the Bolei Kitchel Azavi, was not Kaddish all future times, and therefore, it doesn't have Kedush Roshayin regarding Shemitah, and therefore, rabbinically, they could, because they needed for the name to obligate rabbinic Maeser Ani, even in the Shemitah year. So you see, Rebbe Lezer holds Kedusha Shana Loi Kitchelas Lavi. So how could the Gemara say, according to everyone, that Kedusha Shana Kitchel, Leshaita, and Kitchelas Lavi, that we have Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shua? What do you mean? See, clearly Rebbe Lezer holds it was not Kitchelas Lavi. So Matija Ben Tam, Ben Tam answers, he says, the Matam the Hossam. This is the Gemara says over there, that, oh, what's the reasoning? And we're explaining that it's because Loi Kitchelas Lavi, Gemara Hudu Kamla. It's actually the Gemara that's saying this. But Lamas Rebbe Lezer, that's not part of the statement of Rebbe Eliezer, because actually Rebbe Eliezer does not hold Kitchelas Lavi. Because actually, right, because here it's Mashmah that he doesn't hold this principle. He holds differently than the Gemara says over there. And it says the Gemara Teda, says Taisa, you should know this, the Mishnah, the Sefer Yudayim, the Tanya Milsa Rebbe Eliezer, we actually teach Rebbe Eliezer's teaching, but Leitonalan, it doesn't say that part of that statement, because it's actually not part of a statement of Ochid Perusha. And this is actually what the Gemara means over there. Matam Asrin, what's the reason according to Rebbe Eliezer that says that it was Kitcha that you are ma'asa and you take ma'asa only in the Shemitah year. So that's what the Gemara says. Mishum t'chi ha'gab na'ashu kam bar Yisrael, because we find the same thing in the Jewish cities, she'nichem oyle babam al-kaddish, that even though they could have sanctified it to be chayiv in the Shemitah, when they came back the second time, they left it from sanctifying it, which is l'man dam al-kiddush, according to the one who holds that the first Kedusha was not for all future times. So it wasn't sanctified now when they're coming back the second time. And the reason why they did it is so that the paupers of the Jewish people have what to rely on in the Shemitah year, that they have some source of income. And that was said regarding to those cities that they didn't re-sanctify it in the second time around. Now, for Kolshkin, I'm in love, so it's a comparison. It's for sure that you have to say that for the Amin Amoyev, Shin Chutzlaritz, which is actually out of Eretz Yisrael, and actually that never had sanctity, not even by the first time around. Because Shin Chutzlaritz, actually part of Chutzlaritz, that they should nicham oyle babam lekadosh, that those who came back the second time, they left it and they didn't sanctify that either. Lamandam lekitch, according to the one that says, which actually some take out the wording because there's nothing to do with that, because actually it was never sanctified the first time either. The nicham laniim, and they left it for the poor to have a source. The hub, because by these, there's no differentiation between the one who says butla. According to both of them, it didn't take effect the sanctity, and they could leave it for the poor, because lemayiv ba'am and lemayiv shatir b'sichu. We're not talking about the am and lemayiv, which Sichon went and conquered, and he went and mixed up the people, because that was originally part of Eretz Yisrael. And lemayiv ba'isim shenichi yisrael b'tzisim b'tzim b'lekavshim. We're talking about that part of Am and Lemayiv that were left by the Jews the first time when they came, and they never conquered it. And therefore, again, it doesn't make a difference according to which opinion. The chashul in Babel and Mitzrayim shechutzlaritz is counted together with Babel and Mitzrayim, which is from Chutzlaritz. And here also was from that of Chutzlaritz. Now the cheskes batim, what the Gersa takes out, bab basta plam cheskes menav, rather the Gersa the perik test shviyah, so maisi the perik makam shenagu. The come the Gemara says shalosh aros is lechazaka, or the Gersa is for beer. There's three different types of lands in Eretz Yisrael. Yehuda, Judah, Eva, Hayarden, Transjordan, Magdala, and the Galilee. The Mashma, the Am Nemoyev, Shoyi Be'eva Hayarden, Hoyi Eretz Yisrael. Which that sounds like, the Am Nemoyev, which was in Transjordan, was from Eretz Yisrael. That's a story. Yeah, my Am Nemoyev, Shetir B'Sichon. Let's talk about a different Am Nemoyev, which that was conquered, but then was pure for Besichim, where he mixed up the people, that was from Eretz Yisrael. But we're talking about the part that was not from Eretz Yisrael, but never conquered originally. Now, Boitik Rabbein Tam. Additionally, Rabbein Tam asks that, again, why didn't we bring a Raya, or Eliezer holds, that Kedusha Shoina was not bottle? Mahal the Omer Mesech is Beya. Mesech is Beya, the Hema, Beza, Rishana, the Hema, and Awa from Beza, Kemer, the Bai, Holy, the Eliezer. Eliezer had fruits in its fourth year, and he wanted to declare it ownerless that the poor should get it, because they should take it to Yerushalayim, because there was a special halacha, you have to take it up to Yerushalayim, he didn't want to have to take it, and this is after the Chumim Beis HaMikdash. Now, Bebekein, Mashman, the Islai Kedusha, Kitchelah Slavis, it sounds like that it has a sanctity for all future times, and the Meshim Shalai writes, Yerushalayim, because they didn't want to put in the effort to bring it to Yerushalayim, so he declared onlus for the poor, that they should take it over there and eat it over there. And that's what Taz is asking, that why didn't bring a raya from here, that we see that he holds that, because the Yisabal HaKidsha, because if you think to say that he holds that it's not sanctified for future times, but Yitzorach Lef Taisai, and therefore rather you would have to redeem it, Ka'isa Shev HaChutzla, just like the ones from Chutzla, which Yitzorach Lef Taisai, you have to redeem it, so Maher Yitzorach Lef Taisai, then why would he have to take it to Yerushalayim? V'gam Mahoya Nima Marvichim, then also what would the poor gain, Achar Yitzorach Lef Taisai, if they have to redeem it also, it's like the poor don't need it. That because it's not going to help them, you have to redeem it anyway. So it says, Mishum to Gedzei is Mishum to Bishon, because originally, in the times of Beis HaMikdash, Ken Rabbi Shrei Eretz Yisrael, the Ken Rabbi that was there, so Hoy Tzorch Lek Yerushalayim, then you have to take Yerushalayim. So Gam Bikash of Lez Alichas, Devar Rabbi Lez wanted to take it now, even after the Churban, even though we could say Loi Kitcha, and it wouldn't be a riot to what our Gemara was trying to say, Shom Nechol Dovash Nes Mimini, because anything that became forbidden with a number of the judges of the courts, Tzorch Minachal Atir, you need to have another minion to permit it. Even though, really, the reasoning doesn't apply even today's times, because actually the Kitcha is not Lost Love. But how Maisla Bavan, that's actually why the Gemara brings it over there, Vim Sethis Beyam, Dafayam Beis. Now, still, to answer the other point, the poor would gain. But that, because even though that's mechalad, they could do it just a prutis with, like Shmuel says. Now, even though Shmuel really doesn't hold that it's initially allowed, it's only after the fact, which sounds like after the fact, it says that's only when the basic major was around. But in today's time, no, that they could even do it initially, and that's what they're gaining. Make the bracha on the redemption before you do it. You burn the value of the pidyon, and you throw it into the river, and you can do it even just a pruta, even like a tchila. To begin the words of Gemara, why the Chum count specifically these that they saw when they came and they sanctified it? So that's why the question is difficult. Why are we bringing this brisa? There's no proof in this brisa. And the Gisa takes out the word loy batla. We only see that the first kedusha that was in the days of Yeshua, that's batla, and they have to go and re-sanctify a second time in the days of Ezra. So, what are you proving from this brisa regarding kedusha shniya, which is the one that's negated to bizman hazeh? But the islay beperik all yevamistav pei bezim beis the kedusha shayin v'shniya yeshlan, that there's a first kedusha and there's a second kedusha. Hashlish is inland, but there's no third kedusha because the kedusha chayin alay, but the last kedusha is not bottle. And kedusha chanya is lacha kedusha shlishes. And the kedusha of chanya was, or the gear says after kedusha shnia. So there's no right from this brisa. We're just talking about kedusha shayna. We're going to base chanya was after kedusha shnia because it's possible that it would hold that the kedusha would be bottle. The kedusha shnia was not bottle. So what do you bring a right from the brisa to sugya, which is trying to find someone like Rabbi Yisrael that says even the kedusha shnia is bottle, and therefore you could be makir be base chanya. So it says, "V'shalom et yigazeh." The film Adam Kedusha Achoyin LaBatel. Yeah, even according to one who says that Kedusha Achoyin was not bottle, and Kedusha Achoyin was, and definitely in Truma's mind is there. That's specifically regarding Truma in today's times, and that's where you could differentiate. Avol l'chol mila achrini, but regarding all of the things, like for example, the topic of our sugya, if you're allowed to be makan based on this man is there or not, Vaday Batla most definitely would hold that it was bottle. And the Kedusha Rishayin and Shnei was not Kitchalas Lavai. And therefore, it makes sense with the Gemara to bring from the Brice that says the Rishayin is a Bitlur. Because regarding this, that there's no, we don't find any source to differentiate. And therefore, just like the Rishayin was Bottle, so the second one was, again, besides that Tana in Parak Aral, which was talking about regarding Chumba's mindset. But regarding our sugya, he wouldn't differentiate. And therefore, that's the right we're bringing from this Brice.